God has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, God has shown us in many ways that he really loves us and protects us from danger. He is so full of love. Indeed, he is love himself. And so he wanted to show his love for us in many different ways. First of all, he created us out of his love and made us in his own image. He gave us good parents and the Catholic faith. He provided for us those wonderful gifts that we call the sacraments, which makes our soul beautiful before God. But God did something also for us, which tells us how very much he loves us. You see, God knows that we are going to face many dangers as we try to live as Christians and God and his children. He created the world to be beautiful, but unfortunately, because of our sins, many things have gone wrong with the world. He knew that good souls such as yours would need a lot of protection from these dangers. That is why he gave us the angels for our protection. He went as far as giving each one of us a guardian angel. And he even gave each country also angels to protect it. God told these angels to protect us wherever we go. We do not see them because they are spirits and they don't have bodies. Yet, even now, as I speak, they are beside each one of you, making sure that you pay attention to what is being said. Some saints like St. Francis of Assisi were given the grace by God to see the guardian angels. Our friends, these angels, are happy when we do the will of God. They rejoice greatly when we are in good grace. When we overcome the temptation to sin, they rejoice, for they have helped us in doing that. But if, on the other hand, we refuse to be good children of God, our angels become sad and do their best to make us good again. Our guardian angels are with us everywhere we go. You see, because they want us to come closer and closer to God. They pray for us that we may become or remain free from sin. They also take our prayers to God, right to the very altar of God in heaven. You remember the story of young Tobias. Our Lord sent the archangel Raphael to help him when he was going on an errand for his father. We saw how he protected Tobias from the big fish and even helped him to get married. In the same way, angels have been sent to protect us. So children, when next you are faced with difficulty, remember that you are not alone and that your angel guardian is with you. That is a good thing to know. Let us imagine for a moment what would happen if we had no angels to protect us. Our greatest enemy, as we know, is the devil along with his demons. Since the day that we were born, they have tried to make us join them in hell. They are very powerful, these evil spirits. And let us not forget that they were once angels of God. These evil spirits hate us because we are trying to be good and to go to heaven. You see, they have lost heaven forever, and so they want us also to lose heaven. They fight against us with all their hatred and strength, and if we had no protection from God, they would have destroyed us long ago. Only the mercy of God restrains the devil's hate for us. But God has given us our guardian angel to protect us from these enemies. And they fight every single day to protect us from the devil and his demons. Our guardian angels are more powerful than the evil demons because not only are they spirits, but they also enjoy the grace of God. So we are indeed blessed to have the help of these angels who protect us from the fury of the devils. Therefore, children, we should be grateful to God for this wonderful kindness. We should also be grateful to our angel guardians for accepting to help us. It is a good thing to pray every day to these angels, to thank them for the protection and to ask them to continue to guide us until we come to heaven, where we shall see God and the angels face to face forevermore. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.